Our first feature this week is taken from the Norwich Seeker. The online journal looked in detail at the pharmacy crisis facing Norwich. Here is Richard Matthew with their story.
The rustle of paper packaging, shelves stocked with toiletries, bandages and creams for every ailment imaginable, a calming, medicinal smell in the air. That's the mental image we have of our pharmacies, a soothing, clinical oasis amid the chaos of illness. But for many communities around the city and wider county, a spate of closures has seen these precious resources become fewer and further between. And we're not the only ones. Data analysed by Sky News recently revealed that since 2017, almost 1,000 pharmacies have closed in England, with a third shutting their doors in the last year alone. It comes as the government has been keen to put pharmacies at the centre of its plans to ease pressure on GPs and hospitals ahead of the now annual NHS winter crisis. Chemists were recently granted fresh powers to dish out medication for minor illnesses and infections without patients needing a prescription, in a bid to free up 15 million GP appointments. And Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, himself the son of a pharmacist, announced some £645 million to go towards expanding services. Welcome news, as long as your local chemist is still open. A key factor has been the loss of major pharmacy chains, which make up a significant proportion of community or high street pharmacies. Lloyd's Pharmacy shuttered all its 237 branches in Sainsbury's supermarkets nationwide by June 2023. Boots has announced 300 outlets up and down the UK will close their counters permanently over the next year. Over the summer, the University of East Anglia's Medical Centre saw its Boots on campus shut down despite a campaign to save the service. The County Council was warned in July that a further six pharmacies had been due to close earlier that summer, worsening pressures on funding, staffing levels and workload. Andrew Stronach, 53, from Cringleford, shared his experience with the Seeker. An asthma sufferer since he was a child, he needs regular inhalers and prescriptions every 6 to 8 weeks. Quote, "Over the last year or so, I've seen a worrying decline in the availability of pharmacies and their ability to cope," he said. "I do have an anxiety that it's becoming more difficult to get your prescriptions." Andrew's local Lloyd's Pharmacy branch was one of those Sainsbury's outlets shuttered overnight in June, he told us. And his nearby Boots, based in Waitrose, now takes 10 days to fill a prescription. UEA student Eve Atwood had similar concerns about, quote, "the huge knock-on effect," unquote, of the Boots closure would have. "It particularly disadvantages new students who don't know Norwich well and won't be able to locate other pharmacies as easily as returning students," she said. "For female students and staff, it will be harder to access contraceptives, which many women also use to help control period pain or aid conditions such as endometriosis. There's no way this won't have a negative effect on students as well as the general public," unquote. Dr. James Desborough, Associate Professor at the UEA's School of Pharmacy, is involved in training future generations of pharmacists at the East of England's only pharmacy school. He broke the problem down. Firstly, the UK does not have enough pharmacists, full stop. Not enough people are being trained currently, particularly in Norfolk and Suffolk, and many of those who are working are being snapped up by GP practices. "We've got an ageing population needing more and more medicines," he said. "At UEA, we're the only school of pharmacy for miles around. Geographically, we cover an awfully large area." Next, funding. Community pharmacies, i.e. not those in hospitals or attached to GP surgeries, make their money from dispensing prescriptions. Under an agreement with the government and NHS, known as the drug tariff, pharmacies receive a fee for delivering these dispensing services, and are reimbursed for the medicines they buy at set rates for specific drugs, encouraging cost-effective purchasing. But, Dr. Desborough says, over the past decade, the government has clawed back on the price and we reach a tipping point where it's not sustainable. Healthcare in the county is run by the Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care System, the ICS. The ICS board recently highlighted concerns to members of the council's Health Overview and Scrutiny Committee. Quote, funding remains a key constraint for community pharmacies, and core funding has remained flat despite increases in staffing and overhead costs, unquote, councillors were told. Rising costs and significantly increased workload are putting community pharmacies at risk of collapse. Meanwhile, Healthwatch Norfolk, a patient-led healthcare organisation, visited 30 pharmacies and surveyed 1,000 people. Issues they found included staff pressures, medication shortages, unplanned closures, poor communication from GPs and delays. It recommended that pharmacies, quote, take an active role in communicating, unquote, such as sharing changes to opening hours or services via local newsletters, social media and texts. It also called on Norfolk's NHS system to increase funding for pharmacies to help with staffing levels, to avoid branches having to shut when no pharmacist was on site. Given all this, what will pharmacy care in our city look like in the future? Dr. Desborough believes it will shift over time, with younger generations happy to go online for repeat prescriptions. I call it the ammonisation of the supply of medicines, he said, where you have the same drug every month, increasingly younger populations are happy to get it delivered to the door. The supply element of pharmacies will move to big outsourcing or online ordering, where you get a package through your door. I think what you want the pharmacy to be is this clinical expertise hub where you go for advice. Community pharmacies could be healthcare hubs, providing a whole range of services rather than just supplying medicines. I like to think positively. I think there will be an evolution of how this aspect of healthcare is delivered.
Thank you, Richard. And our thanks go again to the Norwich Seeker for allowing us to use their material.